You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning and welcome back into the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta. Let's make our official turn towards week 16 of the NFL season on Thursday, December 23rd. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. COVID-19 continues to run wild across the entire NFL as 33 additional players were placed on the COVID reserve list on Wednesday, all due to positive tests. That includes some big-name players like Chargers running back Austin Eckler, as well as Steelers linebacker Devin Bush. The Kansas City Chiefs added Mike Remmers, who is already on IR, to the COVID list on Wednesday. He is not on the active roster at the moment. The additions didn't stop at the players. They also included Jets head coach Robert Saleh. He tested positive for COVID-19. Tight end coach Ron Middleton will serve as head coach on Sunday if Saleh does not clear the NFL's protocols. And the Eagles announced that head coach Nick Sirianni has entered the NFL's COVID-19 protocol. He was feeling symptomatic and tested positive on Wednesday. Do have Thursday night football on tap for you between the San Francisco 49ers and the Tennessee Titans. Titans officially ruled out tackle Taylor Lewan, who's dealing with a back injury. They're also going to be without linebacker David Long. 49ers are going to be without linebacker Dre Greenlaw, as well as defensive lineman Maurice Hurst and rookie running back Elijah Mitchell. There was some hope that Mitchell would return this week, but with the quick turnaround on Thursday night football, they decided to give Mitchell another week to make sure that knee is fully healthy. The NFL announced on Wednesday evening the complete rosters for the 2022 Pro Bowl. Eight teams are sending at least five players to Las Vegas, where the game will be held on February 6th at Allegiant Stadium. The Indianapolis Colts leading the way with seven players. That includes names like running back Jonathan Taylor, defensive lineman DeForest Buckner, and of course guard Quentin Nelson. The Kansas City Chiefs and Los Angeles Chargers coming in second place with six players named to the Pro Bowl. Baltimore Ravens, Cleveland Browns, Dallas Cowboys, San Francisco 49ers, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers all with five Pro Bowlers. Of course, one of those five members is Tom Brady, who sets an NFL record with 15 Pro Bowl selections. As I mentioned, the Kansas City Chiefs did add Mike Remmers to the reserve COVID list. They've still got several players on the list. That includes star wide receiver Tyreek Hill, star tight end Travis Kelce, kicker Harrison Butker, who's already been ruled out as it was confirmed on Wednesday that he is unvaccinated, and cornerback Charvarius Ward. They could be significantly shorthanded against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday. They did get a boost, however, activating wide receiver Josh Gordon from the COVID list, and Gordon hasn't really had a huge role in Kansas City's offense this season, but that could change on Sunday against Pittsburgh if Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce are unavailable. Raiders safety Jonathan Abram will undergo season-ending shoulder surgery. Abram hadn't missed a snap prior to the injury, and he wanted to keep playing, but doctors advised him that he needed to shut it down to ensure that he could return for a fully healthy 2022. Arizona Cardinals linebacker Isaiah Simmons is dealing with a shoulder injury, but he was able to practice in a limited capacity this week. Running back James Conner and wide receiver Rondale Moore did not practice for the Cardinals. Baltimore Ravens head coach John Harbaugh said that they're going to take it day by day with star quarterback Lamar Jackson as he continues to try to work his way back from that ankle injury he did not practice on Wednesday. The Carolina Panthers announced they are placing kicker Zane Gonzalez on injured reserve. Gonzalez is dealing with a quad strain that will keep him out for the remainder of the season. Quarterback Sam Darnold, who's dealing with that shoulder injury, has been cleared for contact and did participate in practice. Head coach Matt Rhule said that they might use a quarterback rotation between him and Cam Newton. Whichever quarterback is under center for the Carolina Panthers on Sunday could be without wide receiver DJ Moore. He did not practice on Wednesday. He's dealing with a hamstring injury. Offensive tackle Cameron Irving and cornerback Stephon Gilmore were both listed as limited. The Chicago Bears listed quarterback Justin Fields as limited in practice on Wednesday with an ankle injury. They did, however, remove offensive lineman Larry Borum and defensive back Eddie Jackson, as well as practice squad linebacker Sam Kamara from the reserve COVID list. Could be getting a little bit of reinforcement there. The Cleveland Browns activated tight end Austin Hooper and linebacker Jacob Phillips from the reserve COVID list, but they placed starting cornerback Greg Newsom on the list. Head coach Kevin Stefanski did rejoin the team, though, after clearing the COVID-19 protocols. The Denver Broncos officially ruled out quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, still dealing with that concussion, for Week 16. They confirmed that Drew Lock will get the start. The Houston Texans also dealing with their own COVID-19 issues as wide receiver Brandon Cooks, kicker Kaimi Fairbairn, and linebacker Eric Wilson were all placed on the list on Wednesday. The Philadelphia Eagles, with a short turnaround after having to play against the Washington football team on Tuesday night, returned to the practice field on Wednesday. Quarterback Jalen Hurts was limited with that ankle injury that's been bothering him. Running back Jordan Howard still dealing with a knee injury. And running back Miles Sanders is dealing with a quad, though Sanders did tell reporters that he's dealing with several injuries this late into the season. They were all, again, limited participants. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers listed wide receiver Antonio Brown and cornerback Richard Sherman as limited on Wednesday. Wide receiver Mike Evans and safety Antoine Winfield Jr. did not practice. Bruce Arians was asked about Antonio Brown having to step in for that big hole left by the injured wide receiver Chris Godwin, and said that he believes Brown is looking good, just as good as he looked prior to the injury. So the Bucs losing one superstar wide receiver could be replacing him with another. Running back Leonard Fournette is expected to miss possibly the remainder of the regular season. They signed Le'Veon Bell as some running back depth. Ronald Jones expected to take over as the starter, but you know, Bell was asked in his press conference where he met with the media if he seriously considered retirement and said, quote, "Yeah, I was going to be done. I was at a point where I wasn't really going to play football. I was going to focus on boxing. Once you get that phone call, it was like, okay, oh yes, this is it." Le'Veon Bell giving it one more chance to pursue a ring with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Again, I want to remind you to stay locked into the SB Nation NFL show. We'll try to keep you up to date on all the new COVID list additions as they continue to go up across the entire NFL. That's all I got for you today on Thursday, December 23rd. If you enjoy the SB Nation NFL show, please make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. It's available on all major podcast platforms. While you're there, we do ask that you leave a kind rating and review. Remember, we're in the five-star business here at the SB Nation NFL show. Stay tuned later today. It's The Look Ahead with Rob Stats-Guerrera and RJ Ochoa. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you soon.